This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They have this Panther sound effect that is just the cheesiest, stupidest sounding thing. Big voice guy going, Panther goal scored by Sam Reinhart.
Where'd you get that thing?
I trapped it. Been keeping it in my bathroom at the motel, feeding it old pizza.
It's Mike Shope.
If you're calm, that wondrous big cat will be calm too. But if you're scared, that beautiful death machine will do what God made it to do, namely, eat you with a smile on its face.
And the Bulldog. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
All right, what's up? Thanks for joining us. Joe Ostrowski, Mike Giardi, Sal Capaccio. Good lineup. What a day yesterday. My favorite part, and this might just be my ego talking, but was at the 3:25 break. Those of you who've been with us might know our clock, maybe even better than we do. You listen to that morning show, you're like, do they even know what the break times are?
You do a good job of keeping us on time. When you're not here, it's like Howard Simon is back in the room. Like,
uh-oh.
I'm very late.
That doesn't sound like a compliment.
No.
It's one toward me. I appreciate it.
Yes, it is.
I am very, 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 like, subconsciously in tune with the clock. But at 3:25-ish, I mean, it probably wasn't exactly 3:25, but we go to break, and Bulldog says to me off the air, hey, did you check your email? And I immediately said, what, did I log into DraftKings? That was my favorite moment of the day. But no, actually, I won tickets to the Bills game. I won the work tickets. And I immediately emailed the woman who sort of runs all that, and I said, look, it's not fair if I win. I can get in. It's really okay. And she's like, stop. These are your tickets. Mm-hmm. You won. You do what you want. I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to the Bills game. I'm taking my son to the Bills game.
Yeah.
So it's my turn. And you sat behind Miami and got to watch Tyreek Hill. You were sort of wondering, is he going to blow up? And that didn't really happen.
No, there was one confrontation with, well, there was a conversation with Tua after a turnover. No, after a mistake that led to a punt that looked a little heated. But yeah, there wasn't much fireworks.
I get digs.
You get digs. All right. That's right.
Right down near the sideline.
Yeah,
there.
We're sitting, same side, but you're, I think, at the other 30, 35-yard line from where I was. I was near the tunnel. You're closer to the scoreboard, but same side of the field, so same opportunity, right?
Is there a bathroom between when you leave the concourse and start to walk down the steps and the field?
I don't believe that there is.
I might want there to be one.
That's going
to
be a long walk because you're down low, aren't you?
I might have to go twice.
Yes. It's a long walk.
It's also a night game, so I'll really have to go twice.
Mm-hmm.
But that'll be something to talk about. Exciting. I brought a ball in.
Look at us going to football games. Have you been to games
as a fan
more recently?
Last
than me.
Year I went to one.
Okay, there you go. The Jacksonville game, right?
Jacksonville.
Yeah,
we left early because it was a blowout.
I remember that. Yeah. All right. So it hasn't been as long, but still cool. Last year the stadium, you get a taste. Plus you get to see those new uniforms in person.
Whiteout.
Yeah.
Right. I'm already thinking about what to wear.
I would suggest white.
White, yep.
Yeah.
And you're not going, I think.
To the game? No. Yeah.
But you need to be sort of
What was funny about you winning the tickets was earlier in the day, so I got some friends that have seasons, and, you know, occasionally on Facebook I'll see I've got one or I've got two, face value, whatever, that kind of thing.
Face value.
And I thought to myself, this is like 1:30 in the afternoon, if I was presented with an opportunity to go after having just been, would I go? And I thought, I don't know. I mean, it was fun. I'm glad I did it. I'm honestly going to admit that I'm glad it's over. Like, I went, I saw, I came, I saw.
I left.
I did. I'm good. I'm fine. I'll.
I came, I saw, I'm done.
Right. Thank you. At least, a 1 o'clock game might be different, but another night game, it would just feel like a lot.
I came, I saw, I'm out.
Right. Came, I saw, I'm done.
Goodbye.
Yep. Right.
Well.
But then you won tickets, so that's pretty cool.
I won tickets.
Yep.
So that'll be exciting on Sunday. But you have to be, you're the one who matters here, because you have to be tuned up. This is exciting. Bulldog fans know all of this. It's one of his, it's one of his bits. It's what's helped make him such an icon. Week one, John Harbaugh. All right, well, I'll contrive this thing over here. I don't really hate John Harbaugh, but this thing where he went for a team rushing record a few years ago, let's just use that. Whatever I can use, you're like a politician. Whatever I can use to embarrass the other side, I don't really have to mean it.
Plus, I probably am
lying.
Plus, I hate his brother enough that it can carry over.
I mean, again, great politician move.
Yeah.
It's all disingenuous. I don't actually mean a word. It's easily disprovable. But I'm still going to say it, and you're going to like it. So, John Harbaugh. Week two, Aaron Glenn. This is tougher. Really don't have a problem with Aaron Glenn. He's the Jet coach. I don't know. Week three is Mike McDaniel. And honestly, guys, I don't really hate Mike McDaniel. I even kind of like him, but I feel bad for him.
I think he's going to get fired. Yeah, I think he's lost his team. Yeah.
It's hard to sort of pile on here, but we're going to. Week four is Kellen Moore. We don't know who that is.
No.
We've never even heard of him.
Chase Daniel. Moore. He's a confusing person to me. I confuse him with other smallish, good college quarterbacks who didn't do really anything in the NFL. Those guys are all one guy to me. There's probably like, I should have made a list, but there's probably like three or four guys that I think are Kellen Moore.
These are, we don't even really hate them. We don't even know them. The closest we can get to hate is our complete indifference toward them. I mean, that's even like less of a compliment to just not care who they are. Closest we can get to hate.
Yeah.
Now it's
now
the
we're,
preseason
now
is
we're
over.
Cooking. We're cooking now.
The preseason is over. Mike Vrabel.
Here he comes, everybody. Mike Vrabel.
Let's hear it.
Who I, no, you know what, I'll leave out. Yeah, Mike Vrabel. I'm sorry, ma'am. We use fresh mushrooms, not canned mushrooms on the pizza. I'm not prepared to offer you a refund because you don't like the fact that we use fresh mushrooms, not canned mushrooms.
What is this?
On the pizza. He's a pizzeria manager.
You were a pizzeria manager.
I know, right. That's why I feel like I can be okay criticizing him for looking like a Cheektowaga pizzeria manager. Because I was a near the Cheektowaga Williamsville line pizzeria manager for a long time. But he looks like a guy that I would have been training under for a few years before I got the keys and got the combination to the safe. That's what Mike Vrabel looks like to me. Excellent coach. I respect him as a coach. I just think I just see him on the phone with customers complaining about their deliveries being late and the wrong ingredients and wanting to get refunds and going, I'm sorry, I'm not authorized to do that for you.
Sorry, but don't you sort of relate to the manager when that happens? Like, even like him a little bit? Isn't that when somebody calls in with dumb nonsense complaints, like, don't you sort of?
Yes, but it is not a desirable lot in life. There is sympathy
manager
for that person, but it's also just a disastrous place to end up in your life, where you are the person who has to be on the phone going, no, we're not giving you store credit. because you don't like the mushrooms.
Credits.
Not gonna happen.
That's funny.
Not today. Not
all right,
today.
So he is, for the first time in Bill's history, the coach of the Patriots. And this is a new era, right? I mean, he's...
Yeah.
This is the Mike Vrabel Patriots era.
And despite this, baseless, ridiculous critique I have of him.
Toppings. Toppings gate.
I'm sorry. There's construction. There's traffic. I'm sorry the driver was late. I did not want him to take the New England job. I sort of like how with, I don't know, we'll see what Miami does if they move on from Mike McDaniel. I was talking like this even early, like, don't fire him now. They might rebound. Like, let it just spiral. I'd rather they spiral. New England, I wish they'd kept Gerard Mayo, because I think Vrabel is a accomplished coach, a respected coach. And, you know, it's hard to say that he'll have his team buttoned up when they committed 5 turnovers a week ago, or 2 weeks ago, excuse me, in a loss. Like, it's not like they're immune to making mistakes, but I just feel like they'll be good soon, I think, and he will be a big reason why. Like, I think he'll coach guys up. I think he's a good coach.
Okay.
But I don't, you know, I just he's just got a vibe. He's got a vibe. Really goes back to Tennessee, because that's where he made his name as a coach. And Tennessee was so annoying, because you never really thought they were that good. But you're losing to them on Monday night, and Josh Allen is slipping, and there's Vrabel over there just with that face.
They have 2 primetime wins over the Bills.
Right.
One on a Monday, one on a Tuesday.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
Or Wednesday, or whatever it used to be like. Well, Mike Vrabel, you know, he's fine. I don't care if he worked in pizza, or I don't blame him for that. But Drake May, now we're talking. Like, Drake May might arrive Sunday night. Now, he played last year. The game in Buffalo, they were both very late in the season games, the 2 meetings with the Patriots. And the game here was tough. Like, he was, I think, impressive in that game. They didn't score, was it 24-21 maybe? Like, they didn't score a ton of points, but he showed himself like a rookie first-round pick. I'm somebody, you know, maybe like Kelly was when he was in his first year. Kelly's always an asterisk because he'd already played 2 years pro. So he wasn't like raw when he got to the Bills. But still, here's May, and they didn't win very many games. They really should have had the first overall pick, but they beat the Bills without him in week 18.
Like, you're right on the score, 24-21. He was 22 of 36 for 261 and 2 touchdowns.
That sounds pretty good.
That's a good day. He was picked off one time, but he had a good day. I don't think there's any question. That's a very good day.
The division has been down bad. The Bills have owned it. And going into this season, we have this question and that question about the Bills, but the one thing that maybe we're the most confident in about is that none of the other teams is ready to challenge them. We would talk about all of them. We talked about New England, and I'm thinking of Ross Tucker, I guess, former Patriot Ross Tucker, who said, I mean, they might be decent, but they're not going to win the division.
They're not going to catch the Bills. Right.
Anyway, I just feel like maybe May is on the cusp of beginning a real rivalry with Allen, which no one else in the division since Brady left has been able to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Tua has not been able to go toe-to-toe with Josh Allen. Like, they've come close a few times, but they always lose. And the Jets have been, Zach Wilson, the Jets have been through a few guys, and I don't know, does Justin Fields make it to 2027 as the Jet quarterback even? Like, they're not, I don't think they're like sort of ready.
No.
I mean, Fields was terrible against the Bills, and he got hurt, and that's going to be over.
The next time they're good, the quarterback will be somebody that they draft either this coming April or the April, whatever. Their quarterback, when they're good again, is not on the team.
Well, that's right, and that's the point I'm thinking of with New England here. Like,
right.
Brady leaves, then who is it? It's Cam Newton. That's not going to be a rivalry with Allen, and Allen was still emerging then. It wasn't even like really something you would have thought of. But Newton is not going to be the Patriot quarterback for like 7 years. You know, he was there to get them through, and it didn't work out, and then he was gone, and then Belichick was gone. Then it was Mac Jones, and okay, maybe it's Mac Jones, who had a couple of moments, beat Allen in New England, right? I mean, that happened. And then he was gone because he wasn't good enough. This guy is probably good enough. This guy is probably their quarterback for
10 years, 12 years.
Seven to 10 years.
They should be, I think it was with Ross on Tuesday that I described him as Josh Allen Light. He is athletic. He can run. He's got a decent arm, but it's all just like three quarters of Allen. You know, it's, to me, like he's not as big, maybe not as fast. The arm isn't as big, but it's comparable enough, you know? I think they absolutely should be. I think they are the team we should be thinking about. I felt that way all summer coming into this season. The question was just going to be how close can the gap get and how soon? And, you know, we're staring at a game here where if he rolls in here with the Patriots, Drake May, and pulls the upset, they're a game back.
With a win
against them, head-to-head. Like, that's closer. You know, we talk all the time, you know, because we're going to see them actually lose one of these games before it feels close. But, like, this is going to be some joyride, right? So heavily favored, you know, they're just going to run away with it like they did last year where they, you know, clinched on December 1st, which is nuts. But if May is up to it, if they are all up to it, if Diggs shows out or something in a return game here, they're a game back, which is kind of weird to think about. Yeah, with a win. And So what? So that they're the team, I think. And that is, I don't want to say like that's in my head or anything, but I am respecting them as an opponent coming in here. I'm not even really thinking about what the spread is and how much the Bills should win by. I feel like this is as tough a test as they've had since opening day. And I don't even, you know, I mean, Baltimore has spiraled since they were here. I mean, they did win a game, but they've, you know, they're 1-3 and everybody's hurt, including the quarterback. This is a test to me. I mean, I don't want to overdo it. This is not a team that's at the Chargers level even right now or the Chiefs level, certainly, but they're coming. And the question is, how soon do they arrive? And if they could pull an upset on Sunday, that will feel significant. Maybe in the way the timing doesn't really work. I'm thinking about Bledsoe in 94 showing up and beating the Bills and Kelly at the end of the year. And it felt like a torch was being passed kind of thing.
Well, happening. It was.
But Kelly was, you know, 10 years in at that point. Whatever. He was way nearer to the end of his career. Now Galen, we think, is probably in the middle, ideally, hopefully, of his career. So it's not quite that. Like, a win would not signify the end of an empire here or anything, but it would be significant for New England.
Kelly and Bledsoe were maybe like a decade apart.
Yeah, I think that's right. Isn't that
1960? They're born on the same day.
Is that Bledsoe's second year, right? Is he the 93 draft? Kelly was the 83 draft.
Right. They're both Valentine's Day.
Right.
So they're a decade apart. Allen is a little more than 6 years older than May. I'm just, like yesterday, Bulldog and I were talking about the AFC and like sort of your dream bracket, which I still think is really fun. And if anybody wants to play that game with us, just, you know, let me know. A guy called in who wasn't into what we were talking about. He was just like somebody who wanted to call the show. And he's like, I'm tired of hearing people on the station talk up the Patriots, like be scared of the Patriots. Like, oh, well, this is the first I'm hearing of it, but okay, you're hearing it. You're saying this for some reason that you're getting a little bit too much of New England is a little bit scary. I don't think they're scary, but I also don't know that, and this isn't something you have to care about if you love the Bills, like whatever, but that this Patriots quarterback is going to be your rival for a long time. And it's not going to be Justin Fields. And it's not going to be Tua. That's already, I think, mostly come and gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, he was a high pick, and it's the Dolphins, and maybe this ends up being, and that's, what, is he not older than Allen, even? Like, that's somebody who, right around the same. Like, here's somebody we're going to have to beat. And the Bills have done almost nothing but beat him. And come on, that's probably closer to the end than the beginning for him in Miami.
Yep.
And here's May, who is brand new. Like, as a rookie, he did enough. I kept saying in the offseason that it seems like everybody is into this. You know, couldn't find anybody who was like sort of negative on the Patriots until Sam.
Like, where are the good players?
He was not in on New England.
Right.
And I don't know, we'll talk to him tomorrow. But I think this is the guy. You know, it's not Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Mahomes is the Super Bowl level. Like, you're playing a video game and he's at the last level. Like, he's the guy you have to beat in the end to win the game. And, you know, May is not that. But this is your new division foe. And, you know, put him with Vrabel or just don't even worry about that. And Sunday night is a great test for him. You know, the Bills' defense isn't good.
No.
So if he's got Diggs and if he's got Travion Henderson, if they want to use him more, and Hunter Henry is catching touchdown passes, like, I like both teams to score in this game. Allen never gets cheated in a night game. Like, when have you ever seen Josh Allen at night, like, not do really well? It's just always, he always gets there. The total's like 48 or something like that. That doesn't mean he has to, you know, if touchdowns are field goals, then the game won't go over. But he never gets cheated at night. And he's up for every one of these. Whiteout, new uniforms, home crowd. Unless he's exhausted, like maybe fans are exhausted from three home games in a row at night, like all of it.
Right.
Unless he better not be tired. Like, this is always a game he shows up for. He's dominated the Dolphins. He hasn't dominated the Patriots, but they almost always win. He's pretty safe. Here's May. All right, well, this is one of my first spot. How many times has he been on at night? Ever? Like, maybe once last year? I don't even know. Like, this is a big, if the guy is it, he's loving this game on Sunday.
I feel like they played a Jet game in primetime last year, I have in my head, but I'm not positive.
The Jets did beat them on a Thursday night last year.
Yeah, I think, you know, thinking about the caller you referenced, like, I, you know, scared of the Patriots. I wouldn't describe myself as scared of the Patriots, but I think there is a difference because you get ready to play a team that's really, like, Baltimore, I think, is scary. Like, I can absolutely see you losing that game. And maybe it's too fine a line I'm trying to cut here, but I'm respectful of that. I would not be surprised at all if they won the game, New England. And I would not have said that about New Orleans or Miami or the Jets. I fully expected the Bills to win. I wasn't sure about covering last week. It was such a big number. I thought they'd cover the Miami game, and they didn't. They missed a field goal that would have gotten them there if everything else went the same. Anyways, this game, to me, there's no surprise if the end of the night comes and it's, you know, New England 30, Bills 27 or something. I just don't – that would not shock me or really even surprise me. That doesn't mean I'm scared of them. I don't think they're the better team. But, you know, it's football. They could win. I think they have the quarterback, to me, who can make enough plays with his feet and with his arm. We haven't really seen the Bills' pass defense when has it been tested exactly? You know, like, everyone's just run like crazy on them. And even Miami, you know, they made some plays, but it was very modest passing wise. Like, if New England comes in here and throws it 40 times, he could go for 300 yards.
They don't want to have to do that, but we will we'll get to it. Sal Capaccio will join us later on the matchup, the latest with the Bills injury report. Also later, Mike Giardi on New England. Great guest, Boston Sports Journal. Next, though, Joe Ostrowski, Betts Sweats. We'll look at week 5 around the NFL. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, it's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase. Did you know that Jeremy and Joe is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever it works for you.
Welcome back. With us now on the Wester Hotline, the fabulous host of Bet Sweats, Joe Ostrowski, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Check out the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. And be sure to check out Joe's show with Sam Paniadovich weekday mornings on the BetMGM network and the Bet 1520. Joe, how are you?
Great, guys. How are you?
Good.
Besides talking up the Patriots.
You ready to do more of that or less? Should we scale it? Are you going to scale
it
back?
How do you feel about it?
You're calling the wrong guy. I'm sure it's going to be even worse tomorrow. Look, I think there's a legit pathway, whether you like it or not. I don't really like it for them to be in the playoffs. They're an underdog to make the playoffs, but I was just looking at those odds, just listening to you guys talk through it. And I got to hear it because one of my best friends is a big Patriots fan. I'm just like, I'm always talking him down. Sometimes football happens and the easy schedule gets easier. And I look at it, I'm like, God, after Buffalo, it's literally maybe the three worst teams in the NFL. Right. In New Orleans, Tennessee, and Cleveland. And now what was supposed to be one of the tough games of an easy schedule, Cincinnati, looks like an easy win. And it's the Giants. It's just, man, they should just easily stroll to a minimum of 9 wins, and they're going to be in the mix for the playoffs. Now, what they do there is something completely different. But, I may not be a big believer in the team, but the record is going to be the record, and I kind of think there's a very good chance that this team is in the playoffs.
Me too. If I may use this opportunity, little trivia. It's not really a trivia question. You know how people say, like, sometimes they say, I got a trivia question for you, and it's about them. Like, it's not even really trivia. But today, I placed two make the playoffs bets on teams that were plus 500 or higher, which, you know, aren't our favorite bets always, you know, losers, right? The best bets we make are, like, sure to lose.
Joe, I said yesterday, I would rather lose $10 than win $12.
How about that line? That's so good.
I never make that bet.
Yeah, I know somebody who's like that.
Is it me?
I don't want a tie. I'd rather lose than void it. Like, he wants a result. I'm like,
seriously though, like, if you bet $10 to, you know, on the Guardians today, right? Like, you bet, who cares? You bet 12 or something on, like, you know, the Commanders to win the Super Bowl. You're getting way much more fun out of that than just, like, one little $10 bet. Anyway, plus 500 or better. Two teams right now on the odds. I bet them both to make the playoffs. I would love it if one of them did. Anybody want to make a guess, or I'll just tell you?
Yeah, I'll guess. you get Cowboys are not there, huh? I don't think they're.
That's one.
One. Oh, it is one. Cowboys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Green Book, Joe.
I feel like because of the conversation we're having that New England's the other one, but are they
they're
that
not,
high?
I don't think they're that rich.
Yeah.
They're not.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like plus 155, somewhere in that range.
Joe's better equipped to guess at this because I don't look at those odds. That I look at them when I make bets to win the division back in the summer, and I don't look at them really.
Plus, I already have New England from before the season.
Giants?
Browns.
And I was going to say Browns. Okay.
What do you think? Is that crazy? 6-1? Crazy?
Do you have them winning Sunday morning?
Well, I mean, what? They're a 3.5-point dog. The total is like 19 or something. I mean, just it's super low. Great yeah, defense like against Carson Wentz with four injured linemen. I could see it.
Yeah.
Right, right. I know. I look at that point spread and I say, what am I missing? So with everything that you said, fair points. I say Brian Flores bringing pressure against a quarterback who hasn't taken a snap in the NFL yet on national TV in his first spot, right? Like after having the bad travel.
He's going to make Dylan Gabriel see ghosts, pretty much, is what I would be expecting.
Maybe Dylan Gabriel should make him see Judkins. Because maybe he's all you need to beat Minnesota. Look at Kenneth Gainwell last week. What was that? I mean, that was like a monster game for a guy that's just – has he ever started a game? So
how about – and I think you're right. Like that's what they're going to most likely do offensively, just hand it off to Judkins all game. How about the number of rookie running backs making an impact already? I think that is, and I know you guys can't bet it, I think that's the most fun award to track.
I love it.
This year, the offensive rookie of the year, because you don't have a quarterback that's running away with it. The one quarterback that started from week one is going through his struggles. I don't see him turning it around. Now you've got a couple of quarterbacks that are in the mix in Dart, and we'll see what Gabriel ends up doing. You've got a wide receiver that is your favorite in Ibuka, who's been phenomenal. And every week it's, here's another one. Like this week I'm looking at Woody Marks at 60-1. Should I be betting that? If he's going to be the guy moving forward for the Texans, there are a lot of fun names. And Genty finally had his blow-up game. Hampton did as well.
Oh, yeah, going back to the spring before the draft, like this was something that was forecast. Right, there was just a lot of talent coming in running back wise. Like even into Saturday, you're going to get guys who are going to play and play well right away.
I think one guy that's like looked really good, like Woody Marks, I don't think he is good, but maybe that doesn't matter if he gets all the work and can kind of rescue their offense. I think one guy who's good but not playing enough is R.J. Harvey. Like he
looked great.
He
on
looked
Monday
great.
Night, I thought.
But Dobbins is sort of like your workhorse type, and if he doesn't get hurt, Peyton's not shunning J.K. Dobbins. So I think you have a Dart ticket, right, Joe?
Yeah, I have a Dart ticket. Well, you could see that Daboll was dying to get him on the field. It doesn't matter what Russ was doing; just was waiting. And so, yeah, he had the big game. And then the number got bigger and bigger. And the week before he decided that Dart was going to play when Russell was awful, it went back down to 35-1. This guy's getting on the field very soon. He's trying to save his job, and Russ wasn't going to get it done. So yeah, maybe I have too many. I have a Dart ticket. I have a Judkins ticket, and because once he got out there and he took 18, he rushed it 18 of their 19 times from the backfield. I'm like, oh yeah, this is going to be the guy. I'm considering Woody Marks. There's a 75 out there, but
at what point
do you stop?
It's soon.
Yeah,
soon. Are you plus or minus against the field? Dart, Judkins, are you favored to win or?
I don't have. Well, Dart is about the third favorite. He's almost the same odds as Hampton, but I don't have a Ibuka or Genty.
Okay,
so those are the top two.
You're probably like 1-3 to win. 1-3, maybe better than that. Maybe 40% to win, something like that.
Scatabu doesn't get credit, right? If the Giants do anything, it's all the quarterback.
Good point. Like that's interesting, and he got tons of volume last week. Didn't really amount to much, but he was like he got the ball all day in that game, and they never trailed against the Chargers. By the way, I also bet Dallas to win the division at plus 2,200. Because I think Philadelphia is actually bad.
You love that tie, huh?
Joe, I think Philadelphia is actually bad.
Joe, yeah. Honestly, how much do you enjoy doing a weekly show with two guys who apparently love to lose bets?
Hey, there's a daily show like that.
It's fun. We got the Cowboys and the Browns making the playoffs.
Although, listen, yes. I'm self-deprecating. Put that aside. Do we have a long shot tight end touchdown for tonight? By the way, we're riding a streak of 2 weeks in a row.
Joe,
we gotta find a guy for tonight.
Who's playing in this game?
It's got to be Tonjes.
It's going to be awful.
Who is this?
It's got to be Jake Tonjes, who I think is their starter, and his odds can't be super great if everybody else is hurt. What?
How do you spell that?
T-O-N-G-E-S. Listen. We hit on Jackson Hawes. Bulldog, thank you so much for remembering this. We hit on Barner. Joe wouldn't even respond last week. Like, right. Oh, my God, this freaking guy.
First touchdown of the game, too.
First touchdown of the game.
Unbelievable. Tonjes, I was actually at a baseball field, so I missed the whole thing.
Tonjes has been scoring. He's their Kittle right now.
He's plus 425 for a touchdown.
Oh, baby. I mean, how much easier does money get? How much easier does it get to make money than that?
So San Francisco will score a touchdown tonight.
And it's going to be Jake Tonjes,
yeah,
who is perfect for this little bit.
What do you want to do with this game, Joe, while we're here? I mean, it's the number, I think I saw 7.5. So many injuries, but it's a division game, and it's a Thursday, and, like, I don't know. That number seems a little scary to me.
And it's now 8.5.
Okay.
There are some nines. What I want to do with this game is now I wasn't considering this earlier in the week.
Now you want to bet Tonjes?
Like, there's Tonjes is locked in. We have to do that. I mean, do we want to do 3 weeks in a row where you regret it? Like, come on.
I mean, you have to.
I feel like now I have to consider Rams for Survivor, and I didn't want to do that.
Oh, right.
But now I have to. If you want to save teams like the Lions and the Bills, which I do, you have to look at it. What are they down to the – who's the number one receiver for San Francisco?
DeMarcus Robinson. Revenge game. DeMarcus Kendrick Robinson.
Bourne, who was
and
cut
Bourne
this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's how bad it is. I don't want to do anything with the side. Here's one angle. Will Brinson brought this up on our show this week, and I thought it was kind of interesting. If you're into narratives, which I think some people bet into, Davante Adams – grew up Palo Alto. He look at him against the Niners. The numbers are staggering. Five regular season games. He's averaged 127 yards per game. In those five games, he has 7 touchdowns. A couple of playoff games, he averages 114 yards per game in those. His prop this morning when I looked was 54.5 yards. So Devontae could be something there. Everything's got to go through McCaffrey, you would think. But I mean,
I know, but Joe,
is it going to be worth it if you're behind by 2-3 scores early?
The price is probably terrible.
Yeah.
He hasn't even been good.
Nope.
Like he's getting the ball constantly. It's ironic. Like, he's the one guy who's not hurt. But he hasn't even been good. I'll tell you one more anytime touchdown bet I will make tonight is Corum for the Rams. Because for the first time since Kyren Williams, they're taking him off the field. Like, they're using Blake Corum from Michigan, running back.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that's got to be – it's got to be at least plus 250 or something, I bet. I don't even know, but
– I did think that was kind of interesting that the two most popular prop bets for tonight are on backup running backs.
Uh-oh. The room? Am I in the room now?
You're in the room.
Uh-oh.
The number one bet is Brian Robinson Jr. over 17.5 rushing yards.
Don't like it.
And number two, Corum over 30.5 rushing yards.
I'll just take the touchdown.
His touchdown number is plus 280, I see right now.
I don't want to be in the room, Joe. I can't live like this. I don't want the humiliation of being in the room. Although last Thursday night, the room finally did well. This is the most popular public bets. If you don't watch Bet Sweats every day, this is what the room means. So, okay.
Room's been bad this year.
Do you have a thought on Bills Patriots? I mean, are you way off New England?
I like the Bills.
Okay.
And I like that the number came back down to earth a little bit. Now you get it at, now it's going back up a little. I take a look now. The betting market really hasn't settled. You could find 7.5, you could find 8, and you could find 8.5. But, I was sweating that Bills Survivor play way too much last week.
Yeah.
I was like, what is going on? Why am I kicking my feet up on the Patriots? And it was the Texans, right. And then the Patriots, I mean, rather the Bills was the sweat. It seemed like they didn't really seem all that concerned about it, sitting in a number of defensive starters. But I do like the Bills. And I think you guys hinted at this as well. I could see another Sunday night shootout in this game.
I like
going
it.
Going both ways. And, you know, Drake May's been terrific. Let's see. Not a tough matchup defensively. Leads the league in completion percentage. So we'll see if that continues. They haven't had much of a running game. But especially if they're behind, him and Allen going back and forth, I could see it.
What are some Survivor ideas you like this week? And how is your – I didn't look at the stats. Did some people get knocked out last week or no?
It's been pretty slow. I think in most pools it's about maybe a third at most that have been knocked out because the highest point spreads they're getting through. And the ones that are getting bounced are like the fourth or fifth one, like around six and a half. So, yeah, the Chargers lose as six-point favorites to the Giants last week, but not a ton of people were on them.
Hmm.
Yes, the Packers was a losing pick because ties are losers in most pools, but not a ton of people are on them because of the higher games. So
yeah.
I think tonight is pretty good with the Rams. That makes a lot of sense. If you have not used the Cardinals again in one of their first couple easy games, this is your last chance if you want to use them. If you're in a big pool, you're probably going to have to use middle teams like the Cardinals because it's going to last a while. They're going against the Titans this week. This would be your last spot. I don't know why, but I am so scared of the Colts this week. Whether it's, you know, Geno playing better on the road, not turning the ball over as much, bounce back situation. I don't know what it is, but that number scares me. And why is it sitting at 7 and it's not going above that? That worries me. I think the Lions is easy if you don't mind using them. The Rams, it sounds like you guys would not go Bills this time.
No. I would not go Bills this time. I like your Rams idea. I may hop on that. If I remember to do it before the game starts. I didn't tell you this, but
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, it's Jeremy White
and Joe DiBiase.
And we host Jeremy and Joe, your daily destination for Buffalo sports talk.
All Bills, all Sabres, all the time.
Did you know that Jeremy and Joe is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for Jeremy and Joe, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
2 weeks ago, I played golf Sunday morning, and because the Bills had played on Thursday, and I went to my favorite bar on Hurdle near my house, and like 2 minutes to one, I sit down and there's a notification from the group that runs your pool, like, you haven't made your pick yet. I'm like, oh my God, I'm like scrolling through Seattle. We
almost had him, Joe.
We joke around about like these emails that are so like, you know, Walmart's got to ask you how like your purchase of a gas cap key went, you know, like what, stop with the flood of email.
Rate it.
Here was one that I really like, oh, thank God I got the splash reminder because I would have completely forgot when I sat down at the bar and I would have been out.
Yep. Wow. Oh, man.
We almost had him.
Good job.
Next year, remove the notifications. less than a minute, Joe. Any baseball thoughts today?
Yeah, I mean, the first game is scoreless early on. I actually like a lot of the underdogs today. We've got Detroit and Cleveland going on. We'll see. The Cubs fans are freaking out over here, I got to tell you. The Padres are an underdog. I'd rather have Darvish on my side. I think they have the pitching advantage and strong bullpens on both sides. I've been hitting a lot of unders, especially in Detroit-Cleveland and the Chicago-San Diego series. Boston, New York, it's a complete toss-up. It's early against Schlittler for it all in, yeah. In the best of three. The Yankees are -160 favorites. So I think it's a coin toss, so I would just look to the Boston side there. I brought up on the show today about the idea of, yeah, it's probably going to be Dodgers, and I kind of like them to face the Tigers, who obviously have to win today.
Oh.
And Sam said that you brought up an idea on a World Series MVP, which
yes.
I really, really like.
And he can't find it. He told me he can't find it.
Oh, I found it today. I found it right before I hopped on.
I'll DM you if you don't mind. I want it.
There's a 60.
Fine.
I hope they didn't take it down because they're playing right now.
Oh. I mean, I did three podcasts this morning. Missed your show for the first time in a long time.
What are we talking about?
Scooble.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a very strong angle. If they make it that far, he's the guy you think of. He's probably going to be back-to-back Cy Young Award winner. Yeah, it could be a Strasburg situation.
It's Bumgarner.
Three times in a series. Yeah.
Yep. I had Bumgarner in 14. It's one of my favorite all-time bets. And we sat here on Game 7 day that year and like, Bulldog, how does he lose? Like, what has to happen in this game? If Kansas City wins the game, he's still going to win the MVP. Like, if he doesn't pitch, what happens? He pitches the last three innings or something.
Right.
And that Alex Gordon triple, and then he finished. Like, they gave him the truck. Remember the truck guy?
You're right. That was
so good.
The truck guy. That's right.
So good.
The memories when you hit a bet like
that. Exactly. Exactly.
The truck guy.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, guys.
Joe Ostrowski, Bet Sweats, weekday mornings on the BetMGM Network. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, it's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase. Did you know that Jeremy and Joe is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever it works for you.